Good morning and a warm welcome to the service, this family service this morning. It's good to see everybody and it's good to see a number of visitors with us this morning as well, and you're especially welcome. There's tea and coffee at the end of the service. If you're able to stay, please do so. The service this evening will be in Gaelic at 6 p.m. and that will be led by John McSween, and there'll be an English praise service at 8 p.m. thereafter. There's also a meeting in Stornoway tonight at 6:30 in the Free Church. It's the continuation of the Lewis Christian Conference where Alistair Begg is preaching. That's 6:30 this evening, and the final meeting is tomorrow night at 7:30. And then there's various other things that happen in the course of the week, but seeing as we have paper intimations, thanks to Adrian Glenn for that, then you can look at these at your own convenience. There's one or two that came in late and didn't make it to the paper intimation, so let me give you just them. Copies of the Summer Sunday School Rota are on the table just over there. Please collect them at the end of the service, those who are concerned with that. There's an intimation also about Road to Recovery, 26th of July, Tuesday, from 7 till 10. There'll be a Road to Recovery launch evening at the community centre here with praise testimony and information about Road to Recovery, nationally and locally, and how you can support this mission practically, financially and prayerfully. So that's a date for your diary, 26th of July, from 7 till 10. There's a retiring offering at the end of this service, as was intimated last week, and that's to support the work of Free Church camps over the summer period. So please give to that if you are able to. And also to say that there's an invitation, this is for the YF only, invitation to join with Leave a Bit of YF, that's next Sunday evening. If you're looking for more information on that, please speak to me and I'll give that to you. And one final intimation before we begin. It's just with great sadness that I have to intimate the passing of one of the most loved and one of the most prayed for people within the congregation, and that's Dunda. And Dunda passed from this world into eternity on Thursday. And he's one that will be very much missed here in the congregation and in the community, and of course especially at the home. And so we assure Cathy Ann and Murda Farrakhan and Craig and Rachel and Nathan of our special prayers over coming days. They also wish to just say a word of thanks for some of the support that's been shown to them over past months. But we will continue to pray especially for them over these next few days. There's no date set for a funeral yet, but the likelihood is it will be towards the end of this week. So let's still our hearts, let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are able to come to you every day, and especially at times like this. We thank you that when we cannot find any heavy words of our own, we can come to you, because Jesus alone is the one who said that he has the words of eternal life. And Lord, we thank you that you call us to come and to find comfort and to find rest in your presence, in your everlasting arms. And we thank you this morning, especially for Dunda. We thank you for his life. We thank you for the time that you gave us with him, some over many years and some of us just recent times. We thank you for the many occasions that he spent here in this hall with us. We thank you for the time in Christianity Explored and Discipleship Explored. We thank you for his questions. We thank you for his enthusiasm. We thank you for that zeal that he had to know more and more of Christ. And Lord, you know our sense of loss this morning. You know how sore many of our hearts are. But we thank you for your presence with us. And we thank you for your promises to us. And so, Lord, we pray that you would give us faith, that we would take hold of all these promises that you give to us in your word. We thank you that those who believe in Jesus shall never perish, but shall have eternal life. We thank you for that gift of grace that is given to all that look in faith to Jesus. And we thank you for the assurance from Christ himself that he will be with us always to the very end of time. And so we pray for your special presence to be felt amongst us this morning. And we pray especially for Cathy Ann and for Myrtle Farrakhan and for Craig and for Rachel and for Nathan and for the wider family as they'll come over coming days. We pray that you would draw near to them and that you would uphold them and that you would give them a strength and a peace that is not their own but is from heaven above. So hear our prayers and lead us in this time of worship. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing, and we're going to sing the words on the screen. We find them in Mission Praise 506. 506 in Mission Praise. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made. We stand to sing in just a moment. Again, let's pause for a short word of prayer. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the words of the hymn that we have been singing. We thank you that you are the great God, that you are almighty, that you are majestic, that you are powerful. And we thank you that you did not remain far from us, but you came close to us. We thank you for sending Jesus into this world, Father, your Son. And we thank you for that life that was laid down so that we could know life that is eternal. We thank you that Jesus rose from the dead. We thank you that he lives. We thank you that he reigns. And we thank you that one day he will call each one of us who are trusting in him home to that place where he has prepared. And so we ask, Lord, that you would help us in this service as we think about how great you are. Help us to understand. Speak to us, Lord, we pray, whether we're very young or whether we are older in years. And we ask, Lord, that we would know that you are close to us and that we would know that calmness and that strength that you give to us. We pray, Lord, for our country this week. We see so much uncertainty and so much in the way of worry, but we thank you that every time we feel worry, we are to come to you in prayer. And so we pray for our needs, the needs of ourselves as a congregation and as individuals in this congregation. We pray for the needs of the community, varied as they are. We pray for the needs of the nation. Lord, we know that our every need is met in Christ. And so we pray that we together, we individually, we nationally and internationally would look to Jesus, the author, the perfecter of our faith. Jesus is the answer for the world today. And so we pray that we would be found looking to him. Take away our sin, we pray. Empty us of anything that would seek to exalt ourselves, and we pray that we would see Jesus and know that he is here as he promises that he will be. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got two readings, and the first reading is from John chapter 14, and Anish Ranai is going to come and read that passage. There's been a subcontract arrangement since I spoke to Anish. So Renai, if you could read that out clearly, please.
John 14, verses 1 to 7 and verses 25 to 27. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. For now on, you do not know him and have seen him. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid."
Amen. Thank you, Renai. Now Andrew Morrison, Andrew Brownie, is going to come out and read from Psalm 18, please.
I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am safe from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to God, for my God, for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were underneath his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced, with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemies. Great bolts of lightning enraged them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the Lord laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils, he reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, and he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. To the faithful you show yourself faithful, to the blameless you show yourself blameless, to the pure you show yourself pure, but to the crooked you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against the troop. With my God, I can scale a wall.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Renai, for reading God's word to us. And we pray that he'll bless that word and he'll help us to understand that word. Now, boys and girls, you're going to come out and you're going to sing your first song for us, which is called All Through History. So out you come, and I want to hear big voices, big smiles. boys and girls, how on earth did you learn all these verses? I was going to, you can see, you can sing that again, a bit louder, but I think that's a hard one to sing a second time. So see the next one that you're going to be singing about Jesus being the way at the end. We're going to hear that at maximum volume, aren't we? It's going to be very loud. Yes? Yes?
Yes?
Are you there? How are you today, boys and girls? Are you well? Are you in good voice? Let me hear some of your voices. Are you, good morning.
Morning.
That's only Hannah. Good morning. Stand up, have a stretch, please. Stand up, have a stretch, and I want you to get your tongues loosened up. Stand up. Good morning. Morning. Good morning. Louder. Morning. Are you looking forward to having a good holiday?
Yes.
What? What?
Yes.
What? Right, we're starting to get there. You can sit back down now. Now, this morning, there's just actually one verse that I want us to think about. It's a verse from Psalm 18. Three of you have it, so let's have the first one who's going to read it out for us. Natalie, do you have it? Out you come. Loud as you can.
With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall.
Thank you. One more time.
With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall.
Okay. Just one more time.
With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall.
Thank you very much. That's what I want us to be remembering today. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale, I can climb a wall. So that's what we're going to be thinking about for the next few minutes. But first of all, I've got a wee challenge for you. What's this? Tell me, Katie. It's a ruler. And do you know why I brought a ruler? The elders thought maybe I was going to use this to measure the length of my sermon. It's not long enough. Who wants a wee challenge, please? Who wants to do a wee challenge? Alistair's always got his hand up first. Out you come. Right, here's the job. Are you a practical man? Yes? Sort that collar out there. Here's the job. You see this hall here? It goes along the way, and then it goes up. It goes lengthways, and then it goes widthways, and then it goes up the way. Your job is I want you to measure the hall and tell us how long it is, and how wide it is, and how high it is. You think you can do that? Don't worry, I've got a ruler. Off you go. Start measuring. Start over with Angus at the organ, and then maybe just start measuring. So measure, and then a wee mark, and then measure in the next mark. That's right, get the zero the right way first. Yep. And make sure you remember you're going to have to follow the line as well. You have to follow the line, remember, see? Come on, let's see how we do it. Here. So we start here, and there's zero. So if you go like that, you put your finger there, your finger where it goes to, and that's up to six. So that goes to six, put your finger there. And then the next one, okay. Now put your finger there, 18, next one, 20, what's that, 24, next one, 30. Right, you keep going, on you go. Make your time tables. doing a good job? You'll have to be quicker than that though, because we started 7 minutes late this morning. Not that I'm counting. That means that we started 7 minutes late. We were able to finish 7 minutes late without you looking at your watches and saying, you said it would be an hour. How you getting on, Alistair?
Fine.
Fine, okay. That's good, okay. Right, over here, let's just look at wee Mark. Just so we've got it, it's beside Jono there, is it? Is it Jono there? Yeah, it's beside Jono. So Jono, you stand, put your foot where that ruler is. Stand up. Perfect. Okay, Alistair, over here. That's just part of the job. Take the ruler. We'll do width third, but we'll do height next. So we've got to start going up the way. This was quicker in my head. That's it, keep going, that's it, you're doing well, yeah. That's it, you put your finger there, let's go up higher. Uh-huh. You're taking an age, man. That's too small, that, isn't it? Bigger ruler, that'll do it in no time. Start there. Up you go. He's whistling like a proper tradesman. He's just like Taffy on the job. Come here, Alistair. How did you get on? Not the best. Well, let's get you in the microphone properly. How did you get on with that job, do you feel? Stand in the chair. Still a wee interview.
Not good.
Not good. What was the problem with the job? Your finger couldn't reach up that high. Do you think you could have got all the way through that hall, that way and that way and that way, with this ruler, in the time that we've got?
No.
Why not?
It's too little
and it's 2 ages. That's right. What about with this one?
It would take a wee while.
It would take a long wee while, wouldn't it? Thank you. You can go and sit down now. It was very difficult, wasn't it, to measure a hall that is as long and as wide and as high as this with a wee ruler or even a bigger ruler. The hall's too big. The tools are too small. Put your thinking caps on now. Here's a question for you. And I want you to think about it. How big is God? How big is God? Can you put into words how big and how great and how mighty God is? Okay, let's hear some words. Somebody said massive. That was Alistair, yes, thank you, Jono. Caitlin. He's the biggest. Katie. Pardon? The strongest. Jono? Biggest in the whole world? Bethany? Pardon?
Humongous.
The humongous? Emma? Gigantuous, yeah? John Roddy? Pardon? You can trust in him. We'll get to that in a wee second, yeah. Do you think it's... See if I was to speak to some of the wise heads over here, and I was to say to them, can you put into words, Farrakhan or lots of people in the room here, if I was to say, can you put into words how big and how great and how massive and how almighty and how huge God is, then very, very quickly, They would tell you, as I would tell you, and as I show you week by week, our minds are not big enough, and our words are not big enough to try and describe how big and how mighty and how great God is. And when I'm trying to explain in preaching how great God is, I feel like a man with a tiny little ruler trying to measure 1,000 million football pitches. My words are too small. God is just too big to put into words. He's the biggest in the whole earth, said somebody. That's true. But he's bigger than the earth, and he's bigger than the galaxy, and he's bigger than... We run out of words. God is so big, he's indescribable. But it's good for us to try and describe and understand and think about how great he is. Because when we think about how great he is and how he made everything with nothing and how strong he is and how mighty he is, and when we look in the stars and the mountains and we think about God, very quickly we think, wow, he's amazing. And the first hymn that we were singing at the very beginning of the service, the man who wrote the hymn, that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to tell us how great and how mighty God is. And so he says, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works your hands have made. And he says, I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder. Have you ever heard thunder? Have you ever heard thunder? It's very powerful, isn't it? Very, very loud when it's close. He says, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power, your power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, he says, my Saviour, God to thee, how great you are. And the psalm that Andrew read, in the first part of the psalm that he read especially, it's a psalm where the writer, he looks out, and he thinks about the stars, and he thinks about the sea, and he thinks about the mountain, and he thinks about the thunder. And then he remembers how big and how mighty and how powerful God is. Tell me, boys and girls, where do we live today? Where do we live today? Days. We live in Harris. Tell me, when you look out your window in Harris, how many skyscrapers are blocking your view? Alistair? Not a one. And so when we look out in Harris, we're very fortunate to live here, because we can look out just like the psalm writer looked out, and we can see the same mountains, and we can see the same sea, and we can look in the sky and we can see the same millions of stars on a bright clear night, and we can hear the same thunder. And when we do, you know what we should remember? What do you think we should remember, Katie? What do you think we should remember? How great. Ailey? What was that? How great God is. That's exactly right. Now tell me before we finish this wee bit, who was writing this psalm? Somebody had to write it. And God was the one who told the person what to write. But who was writing the psalm? A tricky one. Help them out. It's a psalm of David. Do you know anything much about David? David was a boy, and David had lots of brothers. Let's get these four men here, right? Farrakhan and Cammy and Ian A and Gordon. You stand against the wall there, please. So, we're just going to think about a story here. David was a boy, and David had lots of brothers. Okay? David was the youngest in his family, and he had lots of big, well, quite big brothers. But David was the youngest. And Samuel was God's man, God's prophet. And God said to Samuel the prophet, this is in 1 Samuel 16, if you want to read it later. He says, I want you to go to Jesse's house. That was the name of the dad. And he says, one of Jesse's sons is going to be the one that I choose to be king. And so Samuel went and he got to the house and he told Jesse what was going on. And he says, can you get all your sons out? He actually had 7 sons. And he said, well, God has chosen one of your sons to be king. And so Samuel spoke to God and he said, which one is it going to be? And he started going along the line. He came first of all to somebody called Eliab, and he looked like a king. He looked like a king, and Samuel was probably thinking, this is probably the man. And he spoke to God and he said, is this the one? And God said, not him. Sit down. And then he came to the next one, and he was called Abinadab, and he looked quite like a king as well. He thought, I wonder, is it this one? Probably this one. And God said, not that one either, sit down. Then he came to another one. It wasn't quite as big, but he was quite big. We don't know his name because there was another 5 down the line. And he thought, well, this man looks like he could be a king. Is it this one? Not this one. Sit down. But that was Shammah. And then all the way along the line, another, was it 4 along the line where Samuel was looking and saying, this must be the king. And God said, not him. Sit down. And then everybody was gone. And Samuel said to Jesse, well, God told me it was one of your sons. Do you have any other sons? He says, well, I've got one little boy called David. He's the youngest. He's out with the sheep. He says, go and get him. Out you come, Nathan. You come out. I've just got a young boy called David. Could it be him? And he was standing there. And God said to Samuel, it's him. This is going to be the king. He said, thy name. Great, mighty, big God, and little, young, least in the family, David. God chose wee David. And that's very often the way that God works. He is so great, but he chooses not the big and not the strong and not the mighty people to do his work. Very often, he chooses the people that no one else would expect. He chooses the little people. He calls, remember, the children to come to him so that he could bless them and so he could do things through them. God chooses people like you, and he chooses people like me to be with them and to do little jobs for them. How do we know that God is choosing us? Let me tell you very simply how we know God is choosing us. We know God is choosing us when he speaks to us. And when we read the Bible and we're interested, and he seems to be giving us things that connect with our lives. And we know God is choosing us when not only are we interested, we've got questions and questions and questions, and we want to know more and more and more and more about Jesus. That's when God is choosing us. And he chooses us, often when we're very little, not the likely ones. He chooses us because he loves us. Big God, little David. And they were going to be a great team. We'll find out more about that in a second. And now what are we going to do? We're going to sing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. And it's on the screen, and we'll stand up to sing it in just a second. Now, who else had the verse, the short verse? Natalie has it. Who else has got it? Ruthie's got it as well. Can you remember the verse? Do we need help remembering the verse? Out you come, Ruthie. Psalm 18, verse 29.
With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall.
Pardon?
With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you remember it? It's good to remember it. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. Can you say that for me? With your help. You've all got the verses. We'll know it by the end. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. Advance against a troop. What on earth does that mean? What's a troop? Do you know what a troop is? Bethany? Not a helper, no. A troop is... John Roddy? A what? An army man. It's actually a lot of army men. A troop is a big load of army men. So what does that mean? With your help, I can advance against a troop. What does advance mean, do you know? It means push forward. With your help, I can advance against a troop. You know, sometimes it's hard enough to push one person forward. Amen. Out you come, please. Amen. Have you just sipped on the floor there? You're wearing nice trousers?
No.
No? Can I get, say, 3 volunteers? Not you, Gordon. We've got Bethany and we have got Bella. That's 2. Any other one who's anyone else who hasn't had a shot yet? Out you come, yeah? Is that Seanak? Is that Seanak? Out you come, Seanak. And the other 2, come on. Round this way. Okay, over here, Seanak. Seanak will probably manage this. Come on right here. The job is push that Amman all the way to the organ. Amman, don't move. There you go. Push it. There you go, Sean. You go in the middle. You can be as rough as you want. Go on, give him a push. Just go like that, see? Just go like that. Try it. Try it. Push him hard. Push him hard. Okay, good try. Thank you. You can sit down now. Dare I ask this? Dare I ask this? Would anybody else like a shot? I thought you might. Go on then. You 3, Alistair and Dylan and John Roddy and Nathan. The 4 of you. Oh, come on, you as well, Jono. Jono, why don't you come as well? Jono, you come out too. Right, get him pushed over. See what you can do. Okay, let's pause for a second to compose ourselves. Thank you, Alman. You can sit down now. Well, stand up and then sit down. Tell me, first of all, girls, how easy was it to push and Aman all the way along the floor? Easy or hard? Hard. Boys? Remember, there was it wasn't easy at all. Wasn't easy at all. You managed to push him a wee bit along, but was it easy?
Yes.
Wasn't easy. Now think about this. Imagine Aman had a sword, and he was a soldier, and he wasn't just sitting on the floor, but he was part of our troop, and you were trying to push him along. Would that be easy? No chance. It would not. And there's lots of people in a troop that look a lot like Aman. That kind of build, big strapping. Think about wee David. How easy would it be for one little David to push forward and win against a whole army? Would it be easy? Absolutely not. So advancing against a troop, with your help, I can advance against a troop. Advancing against a troop is not easy. With my God, I can scale a wall. How easy would that be? Let's have another wee volunteer, please. Somebody's not been out already. Katrina, would you like to come out when we shot something? Or Caitlin? Emma, out you come. You three girls. One's at the back. We've not had a shot yet. Right, here's your job. Here's your job. Okay, let's change the job. Can you see over at the door there, at the back, there is some switches for putting the heaters off? Could you three go and do that, please? You're not allowed to stand on top of each other either. Chop, chop, come on, keep going. How easy is that? Emma, give it a try. Can you manage? Almost, thankfully not though. Come and sit down. Okay, sit down now. See, if you wanted to put that light switch off, or if you wanted to go and do some work on that window, you have to be able to scale a wall. How easy is it to scale a wall? Very, very, very hard. And so, David says, I can advance against a troop. I can scale a wall. How?
With help.
With whose help, John Roddy? With God's help. That's the key to all this. David wasn't on his own. And although David had big things to try and work out and get over, he had armies to push against, he had walls to scale, he wasn't on his own. And because God is so big and so strong and so mighty, and God is with David, he's able to advance against the troop. Do you remember the story of David and Goliath? Do you remember what happened? Only a boy called David. Only a rippling brook, only a boy called David. 5 little stones he took. Big Goliath there. He's got no big weapons. 5 little stones he took. And 1 little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and 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 round. 1 little stone went up, up, up. And the giant came tumbling down. And then David, little David, was able to advance against a troop because all the Philistine army that were against him and God's people, they went running away because their champion was gone. How could he do that? How could David do that? Because because God helped him. And that's the song that you sang. You sang in that song about all these people who seemed to be able to do the impossible because God was helping them. Noah built the most enormous boat. Moses led the people through the sea. David fought Goliath and he won. Daniel was inside the lion's den, but God brought him safely once again. How? Because the Lord was, and the Lord was helping him. And you know, God is still helping his people. And still he's good, and still he's strong, and still he loves to help us when we ask him. Can you see Donald over there? Donald, stand up so the children all know you. You see Donald over there? You know, Donald told us a story. He said, amen. Donald told us a story. You might think God only helps David and Daniel and Moses and all these people thousands of years ago. Donald told us a story one night about how he was in real trouble. And he had a boat, and the boat was breaking down, and it was breaking down, and every time it broke down, he got to pay money. And the money was running out, and he had bills to pay, and he realized, I haven't got enough money to pay these bills. And so he prayed on the boat and said, God, will you help me, please? And do you know what happened? One day, when he was out fishing for, was it prawns? Scallops. He never maybe caught as many scallops as usual. But do you know what God put in his net? A lump of gold. What was it called again? A torque of gold. And he took it to a museum and he says, I found this in a net just when I was fishing at Scalpy. Is it worth anything? And they said, it's worth a lot, a lot, a lot. It's worth enough money to pay all your bills for all your boat repairs. How did that happen? God was helping him. And God will help you, and he'll help me too. And sometimes in life, boys and girls, there can be scary things that are in our minds. Sometimes it can feel like there's a big wall. We want to get over it, but we're just not big enough to get over it. Sometimes it can feel like there's a whole army of things that are against us, and we're worried, and we can't sleep properly at night maybe, and we feel sad, or we might feel scared, or we might feel a bit angry. What should we do? Ask for God to help us. How do we do that? Pray. Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And just like God helped David and Daniel and Moses and Donald, he'll help you and me too. That doesn't mean life is always going to be easy. David, who wrote the Psalm, he had a very hard time at sometimes. Some people tried to hurt him. They chased after him, trying to kill him for a long time. David lost people. People died that he loved. It was so sad. But through it all, God was with him. And God was helping him. And God will help us if we ask him to. We're going to sing now again about that. Mission Praise 1008. The Lord's my shepherd. I will trust in you alone. Okay, boys and girls, in just a minute, you're going to get your prizes and you're going to sing a wee song. I want you to remember one last wee bit about this verse before we go into that part of the service. Anna, is it you that's got the verse? Can you come out and read it for me, please? Do you remember the verse? With your... Oh, we're needing help with this, Kiana.
With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall.
Okay, thank you. Maybe one more time.
With your help, I can advance against. I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall.
Thank you.
With your help, I can advance against a troop of Ammonites. With my God, I can scale a wall. Just before we finish, boys and girls, I want to speak to people who are here this morning and they're thinking, this is not for me, because my life's okay just now. There might be some people thinking, well, I haven't got any walls to get over. I haven't got any troops coming against me. I feel fine. I'm okay. I don't need God's help. I'm doing okay on my own. Is that right?
No.
Hugh, will you put the slide on the screen, please? Tell us, boys and girls, what is that thing that's about to materialise? Oh, what's that? Katie? It's hands and bones. What's it actually called, the picture?
A skeleton.
Skeleton, yeah?
X-ray.
It's an X-ray, yeah, Anna. It's an X-ray. And an X-ray shows us what? Shows us what we can't see with our eyes. Shows us what's on the inside. And you know, when I think about my life, boys and girls, and when I think about a wall that I need to get over, I don't think about the stuff that's on the outside. I think about what's inside of me. And you know what's inside of me and what's inside of every person? It's called... Pardon? It's called sin. That's the problem that we have. We have this problem of sin. And we do things, and we say things, and we think things that we wish we hadn't because of the problem of sin that's inside us. How can I get rid of my problem of sin? Can I do it myself? No. So who needs to help me? Yeah? Shout it out. Who needs to help me? Whose help do I need?
Jesus.
Jesus. And you know, when I think about an army, a troop that's coming against me, I think about the devil. The one who's against God's people. How can I beat the devil? Can I do that on my own? Whose help do I need? Shout out. God's help. I need Jesus. And this psalm that we read, it's a psalm that points us all the way forward to Jesus. Because Jesus is the Lord, and Jesus is the rock, and Jesus is the Savior, and Jesus is the deliverer, Jesus is the shield, and Jesus is our salvation, and Jesus is the one who came from heaven to earth so that we could go from earth to heaven. Jesus came to this world and he loved us so much that he went where?
To the cross
to die so that we could be lifted over the wall of our sin. And Jesus went to a cross to die so that our enemy, the devil, and all his army of troops and death itself, which the devil brought in, could be beaten forever. That's why Jesus came. To take us over the wall of our sin and to allow us to beat the devil and death forever. And the fact that Jesus rose from the dead, which is why we meet on Sunday, because we remember that Jesus rose from the dead. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead shows us that he did beat death forever. And everyone who trusts in Jesus, this is the good news. Although we still die like Jesus died, when we're trusting in Jesus, we will rise to everlasting life, just like Jesus rose. Jesus is the way, the only way that we can be saved. Jesus is the truth, the one who tells us the truth about how we can be saved. And Jesus is the life, the one who is with us and stays with us all through life, and who promises that he will give never, 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 never ending life to everyone who trusts in him. So this psalm and that verse is all about trusting Jesus. And saying with David, with my God, I know I'm safe. With my God, I know I haven't got to worry about anything or anyone. Because he is great and he is strong and he is good. And I know that I can trust him. And now, boys and girls, you're going to come and you're going to sing that song so we can get that message in our heads. Jesus is the way. We're going to hear this very loud, this one, aren't we? Come on then, out you come. Girls, that was very, very good, but I think you can do better. Boys, you lost that one. Girls were much louder than you. I wonder, will that happen if we sing it a second time? Let's see if we can go for a maximum volume this time. Remember who we're singing about and who we're singing to. I was singing about Jesus. So let's hear it. Top volume, please. I don't want to hear the guitar. You can play it, but I still want to hear it. I want the music to be louder. Let's go. Pardon? Very much. Now the Sunday school teachers are going to come out, please. And so is Adrian Glenn, who used to be the chief of the Sunday school in days gone by. And Adrian Glenn's going to give out some of the presents that you've got at the end of the term. And I think the teachers are going to come out and just keep them right. And I'm going to sit down for 2 minutes. Okay?
Everybody happy.
Thank you. Thank you, Adrian, for helping there. And well done to all the boys and girls for all that they have done over this year. It's great to have them as part of the church here. And we're going to just pray a very short prayer just now and thank God for all the young ones. Lord God, we thank you for all the young ones who are here and some who are normally here and aren't here today, and we ask that you would bless them. We pray that they would trust you when they're young, and that you would guide them through life, and that they would know you more and more each day. Thank you for them. Thank you for the teachers who teach them about Jesus through the year. And we pray that the summer holidays would be a safe and fun time where they get to know you better. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us, and thank you for the children. And just like you said in days gone by, in the Bible times, let them come to me. We thank you that still Jesus says to all the young ones, come to me. So hear our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing to finish by singing Mission Praise 1072, and the words are on the screen also. In Christ alone, our hope is found. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, both now and forevermore. Amen.